even enforced this morning. Item 640.
Amend the Building Demolition Code to simplify definitions, revise dust site control and demolition delay provisions, and make technical amendments.
Commissioner Udaly.
Thank you, Mayor. BDS staff recommended some changes to the Building Demolition Code in January 2017. Since then, the Council adopted an ordinance adding dust and site control requirements to the Demolition Code, which will be implemented by July 1st. This ordinance includes the changes BDS staff proposed, along with two amendments to the dust and site control requirements. The changes are: amend the definitions of demolition, major addition, and major alteration to be clearer and easier to apply. Require dust suppression for major alterations that use mechanical equipment to demolish parts of the structure. Clarify points related to existing residential demolition delay appeal hearings. Expand the types of certifications BDS will allow for on-site asbestos personnel. Remove the exception to the during demolition inspection for accessory structures, and make other minor technical changes to the demolition code. I would now like to introduce Nancy Thorington from BDS to give more information and answer any questions from council.
Great. Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor Wheeler and council members. I hope you got some food. I can see you chewing. Good. Commissioner Udaly basically summed up what's in this ordinance. It's mainly a cleanup type of ordinance, changing the definitions of demolition, major alteration, major addition, based on the discussions that we had last year, make them cleaner and easier to apply. We also, as we've been implementing, or getting ready to implement the dust and site control measures, we found some things that would, we wanted to tweak a little bit. First was adding back in, making sure that the during demolition inspection is mandatory. We had carved out an exception for the small ADUs kind of a thing. But as we got into the process, we realized that our inspections realized that we could use some existing programming and that we could do all of those inspections without exception. And also, as we got into doing the administrative rules, it became clear that we were requiring somebody on site for the asbestos to oversee in case there's asbestos found. And we had limited it to an inspection. It's a very specific certification, and we discovered that there are a couple other certifications that can be used. And we also wanted, based on input from the community, to add another way of getting, instead of having to have somebody on site the whole time, actually doing what they call destructive asbestos testing as an alternative. So, and then some technical changes. So that's essentially it. If you have any questions, I'd be glad to.
Commissioner Fritz.
So I have a question about the definition of demolition to,
yes,
removing all exterior walls above the foundation. I know this has been a gnarly issue that we have struggled with over the years.
Yes.
What's to stop a developer from keeping a very small portion of the wall and calling it not a demolition?
That they can do right now. So,
right,
so that's not changing that piece. And so what we did to address that was to add in the requirement, because basically the issue, there are two issues if you divide it. There's the hazardous issues, the asbestos, the dust control. So to address that issue, anytime in a major alteration, which that would qualify as a major alteration, they have to use the dust control measures. So that gets at the dust control. What it doesn't get at is sort of the character of the neighborhood. But in discussions with the mayor's office and the commissioner's office and our director, we want to take a look at that piece separately, because it's not really a fire life safety issue. It's more of a character of the neighborhood. So if that may be something that we want to look at more comprehensively in, say, the residential infill project, rather than trying to tie it to the, sort of building code fire safety issues.
Okay, and is that currently happening in the residential infill project?
To my knowledge, it is, but we will definitely be following up to, if it's not, then we'll look at another way to address it.
Yeah, I would like to put this one to bed.
Understood.
For all. Thank
yes,
you.
Sure.
Very good. Commissioner Fish, did you have a question?
No, thank you.
Public testimony?
Two people had signed up, Perry Cabot and Terry Parker.
I see Mr. Parker. Thank you, sir, for your patience, as always.
Thank you. I wasn't here the full time. In fact, I wasn't going to testify on this until I saw it out there, but my comments are really brief. Currently, there's a lack of oversight. Developers are having contractors file for demolition permits before filing for ownership of the property, and that creates a problem for people trying to save a house or a structure in their neighborhood. So the oversight needs to be approved, and it makes me a little bit nervous about the oversight for the new program, because they also just check the box for hazardous material without actually having an on-site inspection for the permit. Finally, the other thing I was going to say is that deconstruction is probably better than demolition, and it would be better if we could extend the deconstruction to beyond 1917 homes as far as possible. And I'll end my comments there. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Please call the roll.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Thank you for being here, Nancy. Aye.
Fritz.
Yeah, thanks, Nancy Thurrington, for your ongoing great work. Aye.
Wheeler.
I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you. Next item, 641, a second reading.
Accept a $188,000 award from Metro Nature and Neighborhoods Capital Grants Program for improvements at Leech Botanical Garden.
Colleagues, as with all second readings, this one has already been read into the record. There's been a presentation. We've taken public testimony. Is there any further discussion? Please call the roll.
Fish.
Well, thanks to Metro for supporting our what is known affectionately in East Portland as the hidden little gem of that community. And Leech is just a fantastic amenity in our city, and this combined with the investment that Commissioner Fritz has overseen and their own fundraising means that they are one step closer to realizing their great vision. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Thanks, Commissioner Fish, for your ongoing partnership and support of this great project. Aye.
Wheeler.
Excellent work. Thank you. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Next item, number... Let's get rid of some of these second readings. Could you please read item number 644?
644, authorized contract with CDM Smith, Inc. to provide engineering services for the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant Headwork Screening Improvements Project.
Call the roll.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. 645, second reading.
645, accept a grant in the amount of $162,635 from the State of Oregon, Oregon Military Department, Office of Emergency Management for FY 2017, State Homeland Security Grant Program Phase 7 to fund joint bomb teams equipment and training.
Please call the roll.
Fritz Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. 646, a second reading.
Authorize an intergovernmental agreement between the City of Portland, City of Gresham, City of Vancouver, Clackamas County, Port of Portland, and Clark County, Washington, to maintain and equip a unit capable of an immediate response to situations involving explosives and explosive disposal.
Please call the roll.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. 650. Second reading.
650. Amend the business license law to increase the tax rate and increase the owner's compensation deduction.
Please call the roll.
Fish.
I'm very pleased that the council is fulfilling a commitment that three of us made many years ago to bump the business owner's compensation deduction to $125,000. Which is great news for our smaller neighborhood small businesses. And I'm grateful that we have this additional revenue source that was in turn able to allow us to reach consensus on a new budget. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Ritz?
So in 2008, when I was elected to council, I publicly supported increasing the owner's compensation deduction to $125,000. I have consistently supported this increase, but over the last decade, we've only been able to make incremental increases to $90,500 in 2012 and to $100,000 in 2013. Most of those years have been cut budgets, and it was not feasible to increase the deduction at the same time as we were making painful cuts. This year, with the increase in the business license fee, we are finally able to increase the deduction to $125,000. As I mentioned in my vote to approve the budget, I am also interested in increasing the gross receipts exemption from the current $50,000 to $100,000. Hopefully, it won't take another 10 years to accomplish this change, which will benefit the smallest of small businesses in Portland. Thanks to Mayor Wheeler for your leadership on this, to Andrew Scott in the City Budget Office, and Tim Crail. Aye.
Wheeler.
Looks good. I vote aye. Ordinance is adopted. Thank you. Next, we'll do emergency ordinances because we're going to lose Commissioner Fish at some point. 649, please.